Will House please come to order? Will the members please register their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum?
34 present, 6 absent.
Indicate me as present, please. Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, no one's excused from a call to the House today. I'll ask that the Speaker be shown his excused on official stage. No, I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown his excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the members please rise for prayer by Captain Herbert Miller?
Our Father, which art in heaven, we praise thee. Help us to be faithful to our work and task we have to perform. As we come from different walks of life and beliefs, we need the strength you give. Help us to persevere in the things that we know are right, and to say no to the things that are not. May we say as David of old said, "I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." May the Lord bless you and help you. Amen.
Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 44th day in House Supplement Number 22.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that this body approve the Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 44th day and for House Supplement Number 22.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted.
Mr. Speaker.
Ms. Miller?
While I'm on my feet and we're close to excuses from the call, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Parr be excused from the call March 1st through 6th.
Hearing no objection, member will be excused and the dates indicated. Representative Urien?
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Lathine be excused from the call to the House on Friday, February 25th.
Hearing no objection, member is excused and the dates indicated. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Rudd?
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, there is a constituent of mine, a University of Alaska Fairbanks student and a good campaign worker, Gail Garrigues.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chambers? Messages from the Governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed the following, and they are returned herewith. House Joint Resolution Number 23, Alaska Telecommunications Day. House Bill Number 45, Employment with the Alaska Marine Highway System. These have been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Resources has had House Concurrent Resolution 23, requesting an earlier opening of the caribou season in the Arctic Game Management Units under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Osterback, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Malone, Bennett, Eliason, Smith, Urien, Akers, Miller, and Osterback. House Concurrent Resolution 23 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 18, Management of Wolves, under consideration, and the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 18 with the same title and report it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Osterback, Chairman, signing do pass, Malone, Bennett, Akers, and Osterback. Having no recommendations, Snyder, signing do not pass, Eliason, Smith, Urien, and Miller. House Bill 18 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 20, prohibiting the taking of antlerless moose, under consideration, and the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 20 with the same title and report it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, chairman, citing Dupass, Bennett, Akers, and Osterbach, having no recommendation, Malone and Snyder, signing do not pass, Eliason, Smith, and Miller. Urien has no recommendation. House Bill 20 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 47 relating to creation of a utility corridor for extension of the Alaska Railroad under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommend it do pass with the attached letter of intent. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, vice chairman, concurred in by Greening, Freeman, Duncan, Buchholz, Swanson, Meekins, Schaefer, and Guy. Having no recommendation, Rode. House Bill 47 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 48, a special appropriation to the Department of Highways Interior Division for delineation of utility corridor and railroad right-of-way for extension of the Alaska Railroad under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. And there's an attached fiscal note with a letter dated January 24, 1977, and the letter is dated December 13, 1976. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, vice chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Meekins, Schaefer, Duncan, Buchholz, Swanson, Guy, and Cooper, having no recommendation, Rode. House Bill 48 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 106 relating to the Alaska Business License Act under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 106 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Bradley, Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, Brown, and McKinnon. House Bill 106 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 146, Scholarship Loan Program, under consideration, and the members of the committee reported back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, chairman, signing do pass, Bennett, Nackack, Osi, and Parr. Signing do not pass, Chatterton, Cotton, Phillips, and Byrne. House Bill 146 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 192, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for Chapter 113, SLA 1976, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Buchholz, Swanson, Meekins, Schaefer, Guy, and Cooper. Having no recommendation, Haugen. Signing do not pass, Rode and Freeman. House Bill 192 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 215, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the Daycare Assistance Program under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 215 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Rudd, chairman, concurred in by Rudd, Snyder, Phillips, and Smith. Having no recommendation, Osi and Kelly. House Bill 215 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 223, Material Mends and Mechanics Liens, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee reported back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Parr, McKinnon, and Carpenter, signing do pass, Chatterton, Hayes, and Brown. House Bill 223 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 28 by Miller and Duncan, noting the retirement of Vivian Kirkevold from state service.
Rules.
House Concurrent Resolution 29 by Kelly, Bennett, Carpenter, Dankworth, Freeman, Lethien, Osi, and Snyder, relating to the establishment of a job creation tax credit.
Commerce and Finance.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of bills.
House Bill 249 by Severson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works for airport construction and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 250 by Severson, Guy, Nackack, and Schaefer, an act relating to fish and game advisory committees.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 251 by Severson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works for reconstruction of Twin Hills School and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill 252 by Specking and Gardner, an act creating the Fisheries Enhancement Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 253 by Specking and Gardner, an act making a special appropriation to the Fisheries Enhancement Revolving Loan Fund within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 254 by Cooper, an act relating to matters of public information.
State Affairs.
House Bill 255 by Eliason, Akers, Bennett, Duncan, Freeman, Gardner, Haugen, Malone, Meekins, Miller, Osi, Osterbach, Rode, Schaefer, Severson, Smith, Snyder, Specking, and Urien. An act relating to the Commercial Fishing Loan Act.
Finance.
House Bill 256 by Severson, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Gardner, Malone, Miller, Rode, and Snyder. An act relating to the raw fish tax.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 257 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to construction contractors.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 258 by Malone. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for the operation and construction of community mental health centers and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 259 by Lathine, Akers, Bennett, Bradley, Cooper, Dankworth, Eliason, Haugen, Hayes, Kelly, Meekins, Osi, and Phillips. An act providing for fiscally informed voters and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 260 by NACAC. An act making a special appropriation to the City of Nome for use as local matching funds to develop a barge port facility and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 261 by NACAC. An act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a transportation study and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 262 by NACAC. An act relating to the date for holding primary elections.
State Affairs.
House Bill 263 by NACAC. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Highways and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar? Mr. Meekins? House, please stand at ease. Before the at ease, we are down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 210 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act providing for interim management of the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date. The Special Committee on the Alaska Permanent Fund has had House Bill 210 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Greening, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Haugen, Miles, Urien, Schaefer, Gardner, and Greening. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 210 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekins, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, Greening, and Cooper. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless members have amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 210 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection. Motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 210 in third reading?
House Bill number 210 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act providing for interim management of the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 210 is before you in third reading. Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, I think a few words on the necessity and the scope of this bill are warranted. The constitutional amendment which established the permanent fund provided that only those income-producing investments specifically designated by law are eligible for permanent fund investment. Also in the enabling part of the constitutional amendment, it was a 90-day delay for the effective date of the constitutional amendment so that monies would not be coming in until sometime at when the legislature was in session. The purpose of that was to give us some time to consider how we wanted these funds to be managed, either permanently or on a semi-permanent basis or on an interim basis. That effective date occurred yesterday, so money is coming into the fund. And technically speaking, the Commissioner of Revenue couldn't do anything with it. It wasn't in violation of the Constitution without us acting in terms of a statute. Now, this statute was really drawn up at the request of some of the legislators who have been concerned with the permanent fund and who felt that we didn't want to act on a complete and total structure for the permanent fund at this early date without having some public hearing, without getting more members involved. So this bill presents a very conservative management scheme for the investment of these monies as they come in. Approximately $3 million will come in this month to be managed by someone. So presently there's on the books a statutory arrangement under which the Commissioner of Revenue manages surplus funds. And this bill takes some of those items out but does not include all of them. For example, under the present statutes that deal with investment of surplus funds, the Commissioner of Revenue could buy stock on the stock market. He informed us yesterday he hasn't done that, and so we wanted to assure that this bill did not authorize that kind of investment, and it doesn't. It mostly authorizes investment into instruments of the federal government like treasury notes or bills that draw interest and are mostly short-term, the purpose being that when we do devise a method for more permanent investments or investments that we wish to accomplish certain objectives, that these funds will be liquid and easily available for us to put into whatever management structure we think deem appropriate. So the emphasis on the investments that the commissioner is authorized to make are conservative, and the emphasis is on liquidity. Are there any specific questions on the types of investments and what these eight items here mean? I'll be happy to answer it.
Ready for the question? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the bill. It is sort of a mandate approach, but which seems to be necessary at this time so that the monies that will be coming into the permanent fund can be managed properly. I have to point out that the Alaskans will not get any direct benefit from the monies in the permanent fund from this bill. It's unfortunate, but that's the case. And hopefully, the passage of this bill will not prevent us from continuing to work hard on the permanent fund bill so that the Alaskans can see some benefit from their monies.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to vote for the legislation. I just have a minor concern. The title of the bill says an act providing for interim management, and yet just on the face of the sections that are there, there's nothing in there indicating that that's part of the legislative intent, that this is an interim measure pending the decisions by the legislature over permanent system for management of the permanent fund. But I suppose that may be a problem of legislative drafting. At any rate, I hope and presume that the records of the committee and the debates on the floor of this House and hopefully the other body will make that clear. And I don't know, maybe the reviser of statutes can make sure that there's a footnote after each section showing what the source of the law was and the title of the act.
Representative Gardner.
I think the answer to Mr. Brown's concern is on page 2, line 16, subsection C, which provides for the transfer upon call. This is the mechanism when there is a permanent fund bill passed, then the money will automatically be transferred upon call from whatever agency we set up to transfer it from the interim fund to the permanent investment scheme, and that's the section that provides for that.
The question is, shall House Bill number 210 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused.
So House Bill number 210 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 210 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, effective date clause is adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 244 by the Finance Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue for the interim management of the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 244 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, Greening, and Cooper. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 244 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill number 244 in third reading?
House Bill number 244 by the Finance Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue for the interim management of the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 244 is before you in third reading. Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, originally there was a fiscal note attached to the House Bill 210, but the request of some members, I thought a good request, that we put out before you the total cost of management of this fund under the bill that we just passed through fiscal year 78. And this would include monies for the rest of this fiscal year and fiscal year 78, if by chance no bill is it. More permanent management structure is adopted. The about 12,000 of the 62 would be used for this year and the rest for the next fiscal year to hire and contract safekeeping agents. These are the people that take care of the documents or the money instruments that will be invested in. And the total amount of money that the estimated total amount of money that will accrue to the fund up to January or July of 1978 is about $90 million. So you can see that in terms of extra management costs, it's pretty minuscule. And these safekeeping agents are people located in New York, San Francisco, the places where the instruments are kept in the name of the state and the permanent fund.
Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, I should also add that the money here for the safekeeping agents also includes their insurance coverage or bonded coverage that in the event that somebody runs off with the securities that we're covered. So these safekeeping agents are trustees and they're totally covered for anything that happens.
The question is, shall House Bill 244 pass the House? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, as the member who requested this bill be introduced, I certainly urge that you adopt it. I just think it's a good policy for us to put up our spending out front where people can see it instead of some obscure fiscal note attached somewhere where the public doesn't get to see that. And I would urge that you adopt this bill.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to oppose both these bills. I think the permanent fund has become a political football, and I really don't think it's necessary to go to an interim fund. I think this body should be working on a permanent fund this year.
Is there further discussion? The question is, shall House Bill 244 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 1 Nay, 3 Excused.
So House Bill 244 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 244 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Nackack.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be removed as a co-sponsor of House Bill 170.
Is there objection to the motion? Representative Nackack, could you tell us what that bill deals with?
Mr. Speaker, this is one of the pieces of capital move legislation, and I sit on the State Affairs Committee, which is presently studying all these pieces of legislation. I feel that I, as an individual, and still continue to remain 600 miles of wherever the capital is going to be, can look at these a little bit more critically and unbiased if my name is removed. Thank you.
Unless there's objection, consider that Mr. Nackack's no longer co-sponsor House Bill 170. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like Commissioner Floor to comment on the letter received from the Speaker of the House.
Go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's a very good letter, sir. It's relative to the coverage we're having at this legislative session. I think it's probably the most thoroughly covered session in history of any legislature. Of course, that doesn't mean that this is going to be the best legislature. That determination will be made at a later date. However, what disturbs me, there's a suggested improvement by a correspondent who writes for the Associated Press. And her suggested improvement is that we do away with executive sessions. Now, Mr. Speaker, we've made some tremendous progress these last few years on bringing this legislature out into the open, to holding unrestricted meetings. Now, it bothers me that one of the correspondents would recommend that we do not hold executive sessions. Now, I'm not certainly unaware of any executive sessions we've had this session of the legislature. If there is, I would like maybe somebody to tell us what particular committees are holding executive sessions.
In answer to your question, if there's no one else willing to answer, the only ones that I know have been held, Representative Eliason, are those that are held as part of the normal course of business by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee when they consider preliminary audits or audits prior to their release. I don't know of any others. Are there any more special orders? Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're more prone to bark than to purr. And I want to pass along the purr. The State Affairs Committee was in Fairbanks, as you know, on Saturday. And I've had three constituents, two by phone and one by letter, ask me to expressly state to the members of that committee who traveled up there, Representatives Bob Bradley, Tim Kelly, Al Nackack, Chris Lethane, and Ed Dankworth, the appreciation of Fairbanks for holding that capital move hearing Saturday. Thank you.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Urien.
The Republican Caucus upon adjournment.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the House Labor Management Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to consider House Bill 138 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to private employment agencies. And I may be calling a meeting of Telecommunications Select Committee on Friday. I'm not sure. I'll let the members know.
Representative Cooper.
Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 1:15 this afternoon to hear testimony relative to the University of Alaska. The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. to consider House Bill 78 relating to the Seward Skills Center, House Bill 215 relating to a daycare supplementary, and House Bill 220 relating to an appropriation for the Iditarod Trail Race.
Representative Bradley.
House State Affairs 115. Capital move work session.
Representative Gardner.
Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 111, Stream Surveillance for Fisheries Violations. Meet again at 7 o'clock tonight on House Bill 62, Boards of Fisheries and Game, House Bill 67, Uniform Land Sales Practices Act, House Bill 112, Appropriation and Capital Improvements Within the Court System, House Bill 187, Liens for Towing and Storage of Motor Vehicles. Also, one other bill we've had up before, Representative Osi on the strays, and I don't recall the number.
Representative Duncan.
Budget and Audit Committee meeting at 11 o'clock in House Finance.
Representative McKinnon.
Commerce tomorrow morning at 9. We'll be considering House Bill 17, Security Deposits and Prepaid Rent.
Representative Rudd.
Community and Regional Affairs tomorrow morning at 9. We'll take up House Bill 147, Construction of Public Projects by State Agencies.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 206, Public Health Service and Municipalities, and House Bill 207, Contracts for Local Health Service.
Representative Osterbach.
Mr. Speaker, House Resource Committee will meet today at 1:15 p.m. considering the following bills: House Bill 233, Creating a Steering Council for Alaska Native Claim Act on D2 Lands, and House Bill 234, Appropriation to the D2 Land Steering Council.
Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, there is a Republican luncheon today at noon at the Capitol Room of the Baranoff Hotel. The Speaker is Attorney General Adam Gross. You're all invited.
Representative Nackack.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The State Affairs Subcommittee on Freedom of Information and the Rights to Privacy will be meeting at 11 o'clock at the State Affairs Committee Room.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a majority caucus tomorrow on adjournment.
Mr. Speaker. House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, one additional announcement before the adjournment motion. All of us are invited to an evening devoted to the Wilderness Act and its effects on Alaska. It'll be tonight at the State Museum. This presentation is being sponsored by the museum and a number of outdoors and conservation organizations. That's at 7 p.m. at the State Museum tonight. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the...
Mr. Miller, one point I'd like to make before we make the adjournment motion. There have been a number, I think at least two committee meetings announced for 11 o'clock. Normally, the policy has been in the legislature, if there's a caucus in progress, those times to wait on the caucus to end for beginning the meetings. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted.